This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex trader here in the United States, answering your user-submitted Forex trading-related questions every Monday morning. Now, if you have a Forex trading-related question that is on your mind, it is too late to ask me, but that's okay, because chances are your question has been answered already in a video or a blog or a podcast, so check those out first. And if you still cannot find your answer, hit up the No Nonsense Forex Discord forum. Link will be provided down below in the show notes and in the video description. So if you didn't already know, I had sent something out to my email list on Saturday, the 26th of October, and looks like everybody got it okay. I did look at my metrics. I had about 100-something bounces, which means whoever I tried to send it to in that case did not get it. So if this applies to you, please don't hit me up. All you have to do is click the link I will have down below in the description. This also applies to people who are listening to this podcast in the future and never had the chance to get on my email list, because I have now officially closed down signups. It was expensive enough just to have the email list with the amount of people I had on it, and I was approaching a threshold that would have made it even more expensive. Which didn't really make any sense because I barely send stuff out. So, went ahead and shut her down, but you can still get the indicator I sent out either way, okay? Here is what you do. Click the link I have down below that says mailing list indicator here. And that will whisk you away to the original thank you page on nononsenseforex.com, which will have the video and the indicator on it for downloading. So you can just access it that way, and this way everybody will have it. But to everybody who goes to the contact form and asks for some of the older stuff I sent out, I don't send it back out. All of the things that I send to you become videos in the future. So chances are a video you have already watched was something I sent my mailing list a long time ago. They just got early access to it. So that's how that works. I know a lot of people, especially people who are new, don't know that. But I hope everybody received what I sent. I am very happy to go ahead and close this chapter of No Nonsense Forex down. A very expensive chapter it was. And I hope all the things I have sent your way at some point do help you out in the future. But now that it has been sent out, and I have given you another option in case you didn't get it, there is no longer a reason to reach out to me for any of this stuff. So please don't. It is the Forex Q&A podcast, and episode 69's question is from Ryan from Cork County, Ireland. And Ryan asks, have you ever entered any Forex trading contests in the past? And if so, how did you do? I'm thinking about doing it myself to get my name out there. So short answer is, yes, I have entered them in the past. I've never won any of them. And it is actually, believe it or not, a pretty good way to get your name out there, especially if you're going to sell signals or something like that, but just not for the right reasons at all. So to dive into this a bit, they're not super easy to find. At least they weren't back when I was trying to do them, but you can find different trading contests all over the internet if you look hard enough. Sometimes it takes signing up for a broker that you don't want to sign up for, so it's not always very appealing to people. But a lot of times they do pay out. They pay out cash. They pay out credits towards that broker. You know, there's a lot of different things you can actually win by participating and winning these contests. Now, what is unfortunate about them is that almost all of the time, the people who actually win them, or even place in the top 10 for that matter, are not actually good Forex traders. Now, this isn't sour grapes coming out of me because I've never won them. The reason I don't stand a chance in these things are because, let's say, in maybe a two-month period, because they don't really stretch out very long because they don't reward traders who play the long game. But in a span of maybe 1 or 2 months, the person who finishes first can often achieve an ROI of anywhere from up to like 2,500%, which for those of you who have not gone through this material, that might not sound crazy to you, but for those who are fully entrenched in the no-nonsense Forex way of trading, this is absolutely bananas. Proper money management in these trading contests is not only not rewarded, it is completely frowned upon. Taking wild chances and hitting them is really the name of the game, and therefore does not mimic Forex trading at all. I would actually take that back. It does mimic the way some people try to trade. And it is these same people who, if they really did try to trade that way, would do well every once in a great while, but would flame out immediately afterwards and lose everything. Back in episode 33, when I talked about trading with a very small account, this upset some people because at some point in time, they were given a heavy dose of false hope. You know, I would get replies saying, well, I know somebody who started out with $200 and took it up to $1,200 in the span of a year. So you are wrong, VP. This can be done. And, you know, what am I really going to say to that? Because, of course, it can be done. It is certainly possible. But is there anything smart about this? Absolutely not. And it's for this reason you're going to see that if you ever pay attention to the top 10 finishers in any particular contest, there is almost no chance that you will ever see those people win anything else ever again. And you know, it's unfortunate, but these things just don't mimic real life at all. It's like having a huge poker tournament and then saying, well, we're not going to do this like a normal poker tournament. Instead, this tournament is only going to be 20 minutes long, and whoever has the most chips at the end of 20 minutes wins the entire tournament. Now, can you imagine what that would look like? Every single person at the table would be going all in every single hand, because you would have no choice. Everybody would have to play like an absolute moron, and whoever got the luckiest at the end of the tournament would win and be rewarded for this. Now, I do realize when you do win these tournaments by achieving these exorbitant figures, these crazy returns, there is a bit of skill to it because you do have to know when to exit, after all. So there is some savvy here, but the savvy comes in how well are you able to actually game the contest, not how well are you actually able to trade Forex like a rational human being. So if you find these contests anywhere and you want to participate and just have a little bit of fun, go right ahead. You are absolutely allowed to do that. Just read the fine print, know what you're signing up for. And even if you do tremendous, do not allow the things you did to place well in this tournament affect your actual trading, because it can, especially if you see it working really well. You know, you might think to yourself, well, maybe I should do this, not all the time, but you know, sprinkle this completely reckless style of trading in every once in a while. You know, couldn't hurt, right? Famous last words. Looking back on it, I think it's best to just avoid them altogether. But I will say, if you have dreams of becoming the next Marco, and you want to put out a scammy Forex signal service or something like that, and you want to get your name out there for all the wrong reasons, Forex contests are not a bad way to go, because you can always link back and reference back to it and say, hey, look at me. When it was crunch time and I was asked to perform and get these crazy returns that are completely unrealistic, I did it. You want results? I'll show you results. Here they are. Out of thousands of traders who entered, only very few came out on top, and I was one of those people. So if you need proof, here's all the proof you need right here. So as a lot of you guys know, on a number of my videos, I have showed a lot of you how to avoid very obvious scams, but also in doing that, I've also shown a lot of people how to scam other people, because they're, you know, just because you won't fall for it anymore doesn't mean a lot of other people will. So I suppose if you want to be scammy, winning a contest is a great way to get your name out there, even if you can't really trade long term and make people good money. Because it really is a quick way to distinguish yourself from everybody else, assuming that your future clients are complete morons. And there are plenty of morons out there that you can make a lot of money from. But like almost every scam job out there, the results and the prosperity is very short-lived. And the reputation hit you take is something that a lot of people really can't come back from. So if you are having any thoughts at all about bumping up your own reputation by being a mediocre long-term trader that just happened to know how to win a contest, you may want to think twice about it. I think last week's episode 68, about when I talked about how most Forex experts out there on the internet and on television are really nothing more than a bunch of 99%ers. And I think this got a lot of people excited and thinking about what the future might hold for them once they start getting really good at this. But that's the key. You have to get really good at this first. And you have to sustain that success for a certain period of time first. So many of you out there say you're all about the long game because it sounds like a good thing to say, and you've heard me say it, and you understand how it is probably the best way to go, but part of you is also looking for ways to get there quickly. So at the end of the day, you're not actually playing the long game because your actions just aren't matching the words. And so I'll go ahead and tell you right now, Forex trading contests are not for long game players in any way. I'll tell you right now, there are people out there who have put together products to sell to other people based on what they have learned on this channel. And this channel is not even 2 years old. And really, it's barely even a year and a half old because, as I mentioned before, I'd put 3 videos out in January 2018 and then didn't do anything to the channel until the summer of that same year. And until the summer rolled around, I only had 55 subscribers. So anybody that has put together an algorithm or an EA to sell you based on the no-nonsense Forex way of trading has put their product out way too soon. If you have an algorithm yourself, which you have back-tested and forward-tested, there is still a third part to this. You need to put some real live trading time in with that algorithm. Because I guarantee you, if you do it for 2 years, at the end of those 2 years, your algorithm's not going to look the same. Meaning what you have now is not a great finished product. A great finished product is worth its weight in gold. Or for those of you who have gone through the metal series, worth its weight in palladium. And as far as the no-nonsense Forex way of trading goes, not one of you out there actually has this. Not because what you have is good or bad, but just because not enough time has even gone by yet. And you need to put that time in. It's part of the very definition of playing the long game. And if you have jumped the gun and you have put yourself out there in the marketplace too early with an unfinished product that is nowhere near as good as the product you have been able to put out 2 years from now, I got news for you, kiddo. You done fucked up. And there is a very, very good chance that this is going to bite you in the end. Traders, stop looking for the fast lane. You should know by now that's not the way to go. Half the people on my email list are only on it because I give them free shit that they don't have to go find themselves. There were so many people on that list that wanted me to send them a volume indicator because the volume indicator is the hardest one to find. And they don't want to do things that are hard. Traders, I just got done telling you in episode 68 how your competition, when it comes to actually being an expert in this game, is much worse than you think it is. And I can also tell you firsthand that just within the no-nonsense Forex community, even though most people signed up for this because they were tired of what was out there and they wanted a better way of doing things, your overall level of competition just within no-nonsense Forex traders is also pretty bad. I see the forums. I see Discord. I see the Facebook page. The majority of people get there, and then the second they get a chance to stray away and go their own direction, they do it. They're not really in this like you are. And then on top of that, people are taking these platforms that you all created and selling their own products on there already. They saw the chance to make a quick buck, and they took it. Yeah, I guess I can't really be mad at it. But just understand it's not the way to go. It's anti-long game. And they're selling you an inferior product for the reasons I said before. If they would have just waited and allowed that system to really put some time in, they would have come out with a much better product years down the road. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I had told you in the past that if you have something that you have back-tested 3 years and then forward-tested about 6 to 12 months, you have something really good. You have something that will probably gain you entry into a prop firm, for example. But you do not have a finished product. You need to put some real time in with that product first before you can officially say, I really have something. You'll see. So for all of you traders out there who actually get it, who actually embrace the long game for what it is and have the patience to do this the right way, put in the work, and be able to allow time to galvanize what you already have, you are the professional Forex traders of the future. You are the ones that down the road are going to be able to tell people that you make your entire income by trading money for other money, because it's going to sound so ridiculous to most people. and they're going to hate you for it because that sounds like the most awesome job ever, because it is. Stay the course, traders. It's worth it in the end. So do it right and go get it.